Before RFK Stadium was built, the Washington Senators played at Griffith Stadium, named after the club's longtime owner, Clark Griffith. The five-sided ballpark was built in 1911 after a fire at what was then called National Park. Griffith Stadium was home to the Senators for half a century. At a time when Washington and baseball were both segregated, it was also home to the Negro League team, the Homestead Grays. Among the memorable moments at the stadium, the seventh game win by the Senators over the New York Giants to clinch the 1924 World Series. Washington area old-timers remember the ballpark well.
My name is Jack Botash, and I'm 80 years old. And I used to usher at Griffith Stadium in 1958.
My name is Alan Gardner. I'm 83. I can remember working with one of the ball players. His name was Jim Busby.
I worked behind the visitor's dugout, which was located on third base side, sections 31, 32, and 33.
He was a wonderful person. I used to take care of his little baby, Jimmy Jr.
Opening days, I remember the presidents used to be there. They used to throw out the first pitch. Now, don't ask me who the presidents were because I can't remember.
It was always a big crowd. We used to ride streetcars down Georgia Avenue and get off and walk across.
Where they announced the baseball games from would be right behind home plate. And Arch McDonald used to announce the games on the radio.
Thank you, France. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Griffith Stadium here in Washington, D.C. is packed to the rafters. It is a capacity crowd, and looking around the park here now, which is the largest ballpark in the American League, we cannot find one empty seat within the vision of our eye here up in the...
They had hamburgers, popcorn, and sodas, and the hot dog was only 20 cents.
I think reserve grandstand was a dollar and a quarter, pavilion was 90 cents, and bleachers was 50 cents.
They had certain seats that we sit in. Although I was taking care of his baby, I still had to sit differently. I couldn't sit with his wife or the big shots.
The gentlemen all came dressed up in suits. Ladies came in their hats and their, dresses and all. It was very formal, you know.
Yes, it was much more formal. You didn't see nobody with shorts or nothing like that.
We had night games, had a lot of night games. And the best thing I can remember about a night game, now you're going to laugh at me, you would start to get an aroma coming from the bakery, Bond Bread Bakery. And boy, was that aroma nice and sweet.
And boy, just to smell that bread and cakes, it'd make you full.
On first base, Mickey Mantle at bat with a count of one ball, no strikes.
Well, Mickey Mantle's home run, that's the longest home run I've ever seen hit in the stadium.
Here's the pitch, Mantle swings. There's a tremendous drive going into deep left field. It's going over the bleachers and over the sign atop the bleachers into the yards of houses across the street. It's got to be one of the longest home runs I've ever seen hit. How about that?
I guess maybe it was about 500 and some feet from home plate. Landed out on Fifth Street.
We just learned that Yankee publicity director Red Patterson has gotten hold of a tape measure, and he's going to go out there to see how far that ball actually did go.
There was an old saying. It was Washington was first in war, first in peace, last in the American League. And that was the old saying.
Jack Botash and Eileen Gardner with memories of Washington, D.C.'s Griffith Stadium.
The Senators played their last game at Griffith Stadium on September 21st, 1961, before just 1,500 fans. The ballpark was torn down in 1965.
Our thanks to the Baseball Hall of Fame Library for the old broadcasts from Griffith Stadium.